out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Tuesday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live, outies.
This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like.
If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for you 24/7, or you maybe gone and done downloaded us as a podcast, maybe at iTunes, maybe at Stitcher, maybe at Spotify, maybe at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us, we are appreciative as fuck over every moment that you spend with us. I was going to say on us.
Oh, yes.
With Jeez. Us.
Ooh. Give me another preposition.
From us. The strap in, everybody, and join us in our social media live if you're listening, or anytime at Crab Diving on the Twitter, at Crab Diving on the Facebook, on the Instagram, Crab Diving on the Tumblr.
Tumblr?
Yeah, we're in Tumblr.
Okay. Thanks for following us on Tumblr, guys.
Not a lot of tumbling.
Yeah.
But I got to get
fuck,
I got to get back on that.
Right.
I'm a few weeks behind. Facebook, of course, always. Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And first of all, I just want to say to those of you at Apple, whoever decided that you needed to get rid of that jack that you can put your normal fucking headphones in, fuck off. I mean, really, I hate this new system you have. If I want to use my normal headphones, I got to use something called a dongle.
I see you, enemy. I see you, enemy. 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 You are my enemy.
But it's so stupid. I hate it. Why did they do that? How is that progress?
That's kind of the way
away the headphone jack.
That's kind of the way things are going. That
fuck
they're
that.
Going to the Bluetooth.
The Bluetooth.
The Bluetooth. They're going to the Bluetooth headphones.
So now my headphones always have to be charged, and that's it. Or yeah. I have to keep track of this dongle, the stupid fucking dongle.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
It's garbage. It really is. I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. Oh, yeah, I said my name.
Lots going on, lots to talk about, lots to laugh about, et cetera, et cetera. And muchas gracias a todos who use our Amazon hole.
Bediske!
We appreciate the crap out of it. Go to crabdiving.com right. If you want to help us out with a shekel here and there.
Put your dongle in our hole.
Help Ryan buy a dongle.
Well, I found it. I found the fucking dongle. I lost it yet again. It's so tiny. It's tiny, man.
Spedo kuge de mahadi mamba kungu huna money me.
He's just screaming.
Yes.
He's losing it to the point. He's upset. He's just making sound. That's all he has the mental capacity to do.
Yeah.
At that point.
And then probably 4 seconds later, he's like, all right, we'll be right back after this.
I wonder, hey, Alex, do you like the dongle system? You like it? You hate it? I hate it. Well, how do you feel?
Let's see. Let's launch right in, everybody, and see what's going on in the headlines here on this Tuesday.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, October 30th. Halloween Eve, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
What is that? Donald Trump coming home to Melania?
Hello, honey, I'm home.
What is that?
Door creak.
Oh, okay.
And closing, door closing. Oh, different door closing and a girl screaming.
God.
And a crowd.
Is that just standard sounds?
These are the ones that came with the software,
you know,
that we're using here to broadcast our voices live, yeah, over the interwebs.
This Me Too movement couldn't have come a moment sooner. Imagine on the soundboard built into the basic program, for some reason, there's a woman screaming. Why?
Yes.
Why? Where's the man? Is there a man screaming?
Yeah, I don't believe so. I've got
but
animals.
A woman. Oh, okay. We have women and animals you can scream, but not dudes. Why is that? What do you think that is? Patriarchy? I'm serious.
That one wasn't standard. I uploaded that one.
Yeah, whoever did the soundboard, I mean, why do you just have a woman screaming on there? Why is that? Why preload that on there? It is kind of strange.
Yeah,
I'm just
weird, wondering. Maybe Republicans programmed it. The,
yes.
Commie Pinko Liberal.
Defeat.
HuffPo.
Oh, yes.
Wow, this is kind of cool to see. I mean, we've been talking about this. Fucking white hooded shit Nazi for
hello shit Nazi
long time. Steve King of Iowa. We've been following his bullshit for many. It feels like decades, but
he's out, right?
Been 4 or 5 years.
He came out of the Hitler closet, right?
Kind of. He went over to Austria and gave a interview to some goose stepping podcast over there or something, and he was. Basically, saluting his Uber Grubenfuhrer and
Grubenfuhrer?
And
Grubenfuhrer. What does that mean? Gruben?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, okay.
And he was saying how European culture is so superior to other cultures, and there's a reason the European culture took over the world and created all the wealth in the world.
I'm so proud. It's one of our legislators. Isn't that nice?
And there's a reason that and then he said, there's a group over there that are literally tied to neo-Nazis.
Oh, cool.
And he said, oh, well, you know, if you guys were in the United States, you'd be you'd all be Republicans.
Well, am I supposed to disagree with the motherfucker?
Well, that's why I put the story out. I tweeted, I think it was a few days ago when that one came out, and I was like, well, holy shit, I agree with Steve King, and
wow.
I salute him for his honesty for once.
He flew to Europe to be on a podcast?
I think that was...
What a loser.
I don't know if that was the ultimate goal.
Ever heard of Skype, you fucking dickhead?
He probably flew over there on our dime to do some... trade talks, wink,
oh
wink,
my God.
Air quotes, and found some time to travel over and do some Nazi fucking podcast.
Yeah. What do you have to do to lose your job in our government? I'm beginning to wonder. What do you have to do?
The current government?
Yes. Yes. Steve King's like, hi, everybody.
Say you disagree with the president?
Yes. I'm a Nazi. I mean, don't you get impeached? Don't you get censured?
Well, no.
Did someone discipline you? You're not supposed
to
be a Nazi.
Punishable.
So they were talking about it on MS motherfucking NBC. That
right,
Paul
and they
Ryan
agreed
should
that,
admonish the motherfucker.
Well, there's a difference between that and you can't remove him. You can't. They'd have to vote to kick him out of Congress.
I can't remove a Nazi from my fucking government. Are you shitting me? A Nazi?
No, because
what?
Because the
That's
good
nuts.
People. the good people of Iowa's First, I think it is, sent that Nazi to Congress.
Wait a second. I have to tolerate a Nazi in my fucking government?
You think he's the only Nazi?
No.
Right now?
Fuck no. But if you're out and about and you're like, hey guys, I'm a Nazi, suck my big Hitler dick. Well, I should be able to fire you. Or there should be some mechanism that removes this dickbag from office. He's a fascist.
Well, he's not having a good time.
Fascists don't have a place in our fucking government. Yeah, they do.
They own most of it right now.
Oh, God, I'm an idiot.
So Steve King has been getting a lot of backlash after, I forgot what.
Thank God.
I forgot who found what, kudos to whatever evil fake news found. I'm using Trumpian terms.
Yes.
Whatever awesome media outlet went back and found the. Because it was from last year that he did this podcast or something. And somebody finally went through the transcript and was like, holy fuck.
You know, if you've got a secret you want to hide, read it into a podcast. Find one of these podcasts on iTunes. Nobody will ever fucking.
Oh, I think it's pretty popular in Austria. This
The Nazi cast?
Oh, sure.
What is it called?
I don't know. I don't remember.
What?
It's like, we did the story. It's like the interductor, the interloper, the intercourser, something like that.
The interdictor. How dumb.
Anyway, the headline is about Steve King. Top GOP rep rips Steve King over, quote, white supremacy.
Damn. There you go. Who did that?
A Republican. A top House Republican today condemned Representative Steve King of Iowa for his racist rhetoric and behavior online.
So wait, we have to applaud some Republican for condemning white nationalism?
Well, you know.
What? That's the basic. No applause for you. Good job. Congratulations. You're a human being and you're not total shit garbage.
Representative Steve Stivers of Ohio, Republican, is chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee.
Okay.
And his job is to elect Republicans to the House. The Ohio congressman is now the highest ranking GOP official to condemn King. Oh, there's others, I guess.
Yes.
An 8-term congressman who has recently been expressing racist beliefs in increasingly undisguised terms. Golly gee willikers, I wonder why he feels emboldened.
Right. I mean, God. Every lawmaker in our government should be screaming about this. It's nuts.
Stivers tweeted. Everybody's fucking tweeting. Congressman Steve King's recent comments, actions, and retweets are completely inappropriate. We must stand up against white supremacy and hate in all forms. And I strongly condemn this behavior.
Wow. Good job, Republican. Jesus Christ. But
the other news before I saw this headline here.
Yes.
I had pulled and put on the magic spreadsheet of crab diving.
Nazis are bad.
Steve King, who has been in this blood red fucking Iowa district for 8 goddamn terms.
Oh my God. I mean, seriously, fuck this guy.
8 fucking terms.
What is he doing there?
Is now leading his Democratic opponent by only 1 point. Which is obviously within the margin of error, which is 4. So he could conceivably be down 3.
You dumbass fuckface fucking Nazi fuck. You fucking idiot. You fucking white supremacist dickbag motherfucker. You're so fucking stupid.
New poll released Tuesday shows anti-immigration firebrand. This is at the Hill. This cracks me up. He's not a goose-stepping Nazi twantwaddle. He's
twantwaddle.
Anti-immigration firebrand.
Oh, okay. That means you're a Nazi.
Steve King is now only 1 point above ahead of his Democratic challenger, J.D. Scholten.
Right.
In what shouldn't have been, but is a hotly contested race for Iowa's. Oh, it's 4th congressional district.
Okay.
I apologize to Iowa's First for sullying you with the Steve King
probably cool with
smear.
It. Schmear. This Democratic challenger's got to be like, wait a second. I was all set to lose this motherfucker. What if I win? I got to figure this out.
45% to 44%. They Shit. Also have the Cook Political Report moved the race from likely Republican to leaning Republican. Wow.
You know, the tragedy is if Steve King wins, it says that if you want to, you can be out as a Nazi and you will still win your race. How sad is that shit?
Maybe it'll end up being like Alabama, and the decent Iowans of the fourth will barely eke out a victory over an avowed white nationalist.
I mean, honestly, dude, this is not good news, what you're reading. It's not. If we live in a country where somebody's running for office, they say they're a Nazi, and they're still leading by 1 point, that is sad as fuck.
Well, or you could say...
That's so fucked
or
up.
Or you could look at it half full and say that...
No, we can't.
Say that he's only winning by
I don't know.
1 point in Trumpian blood red Iowa that probably hasn't voted for a Democrat since the Dixiecrat days.
Yeah, I guess, but shit. I mean, that's terrifying. That means there's a lot of people in Iowa that are like, you know what? I'm okay with Nazis. That is depressing.
Or they don't know.
Oh, they have to know. They don't know?
If you don't follow the news, how do you know? Or if you're running Fox all day, you think Fox is going to have a Steve King story at all? They'll have Steve King on.
You know, I run
to talk about immigration.
Right. I run into people that don't know the fucking news. And you know what? Well, you got to know it a little bit. Shame on you if you don't know shit.
Ask any of those people if they know who Steve King is. And I will guarantee you that. In here,
nobody knows who he is.
Well, right.
They might.
I mean, do you remember when a good friend of the show, friend of ours.
Didn't know Georgia college, had a coast.
College educated. Very intelligent, working career person.
Okay.
After two or three years of our show with us screaming about Ted Cruz.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She didn't
sent us a text and was like.
I don't know who Ted Cruz is.
She or he was was like, I'm just trying to disguise any. It's she. Right. But.
Well.
But she.
She said she didn't. She's never like, heard of Ted Cruz.
Who's this Ted Cruz guy?
He's Satan. He's the next coming of Satan. That's exactly who Ted Cruz is.
But we were appalled that how could you not know who the fuck Ted Cruz was? And this is after he caused the government shutdown that one time.
Yeah. The thing is, if there are white nationalist Nazis serving in our government and they're open about their shittiness, we need to know about that shit. You should know about that. You should know if your congressman is a Nazi.
Well, of course.
I'm sorry.
How many people here don't know about Matt Gaetz's myriad DUIs?
Probably most.
People aren't informed.
Yeah.
And that's on them, but how do we get them to want to be informed? Or how do we get them informed?
I don't. I have no fucking idea, dude. I really don't know. I don't know.
The Trump previous...
Put methamphetamine in the voting booth, maybe?
Trump previously won Iowa's fourth
That was a stupid thing to say, so I said, ha-ha.
Oh, President Trump's previously won Iowa's fourth by 27 points. over Hillary Clinton. So that's amazing that the Republican there is only up by the Republican incumbent. Eight-term incumbent is only up by 1 point.
Right.
And he doesn't really... I mean, I understand they're starting to sniff around him now for some ethics violations.
Yeah.
But that was his opponent filed a complaint against him. They found him using, like, thousands and thousands of dollars for travel and shit.
I mean, surely the Democrats can figure out a way to beat a Nazi. I mean, come on,
they
guys.
They barely beat a pedophile.
Oh, Jesus.
Barely.
Guys.
In Alabama.
Listen to this. This is sad. Think of this as sad. You Roy Moore almost beat you.
Yeah.
We all knew that he fucked underage people. And now we know Steve King's a Nazi. And you're down by one. Good fucking God, get it together.
King responded to Stivers' comments about him, the head of the NRCC.
Yes.
By suggesting, well, he is an establishment never Trumper.
Well, you know, he's not a Nazi like me.
These attacks are orchestrated by nasty, desperate, and dishonest fake news, King said. Their ultimate goal is to flip the House and impeach Donald Trump. Establishment never Trumpers are complicit.
Hey, Steve, just stop it. Please, we understand. Just say Jews are ruining everything. Stop with the pronouns and the bullshit. Just say what you mean. We understand you.
Top Republicans, including Stivers, have been turning a blind eye toward King and his increasingly racist rhetoric for months. In August, King gave a shocking interview with an Austrian far-right propaganda site in which he discussed his belief in the superiority of European culture over others and pushed various white nationalist talking points.
He's like, oh, I ignored it as long as I possibly could. I turned a blind eye to it, but now I can't ignore it anymore. It bothers me you're a Nazi.
And then King also, Steve King, if you listened to yesterday's show, I think it was, we talked about Faith Goldie, who ran for mayor in Toronto.
Yes.
As a goose-stepping Nazi fuck.
Ooh.
And she came in a distant third, but still with like 3% of the vote.
Right.
And that's mortifying.
Yeah, that is disgusting. But God,
Steve King endorsed her for her mayoral run in Toronto. Are we surprised?
God damn, what is Steve King doing endorsing someone for a mayoral run in Toronto? Knows. It's another country, right?
Yeah.
I guess if you're looking for Nazis to endorse you.
And then we did the story, I think it was yesterday, that Intel, computer chip makers had dropped support of King. They had apparently supported him in the past and given him campaign money and stuff. They're done with him. And then yesterday or today, Lando Lakes, margarine butter.
Oh, yeah.
Lando Lakes butter.
That shit's in the fridge.
Has said they are dropping support for him also now. So he's losing some big donors now.
It's hard for me to believe people that actually injected money into somebody's campaign aren't aware of the leanings of this guy. You're telling me you're dumping tens of thousands of dollars into somebody's coffee. You're not going to know if they're racist.
They're probably aware of his leanings. He just got caught now.
Yeah. God.
But he's been voting. Obviously he votes pro butter. And pro Intel chips or whatever. Maybe they have a plant in his district that gets tax breaks and stuff. And he votes favorably for them and they reward him with cash.
Hey, Land O'Lakes and Intel, I don't know what you're looking for here. Are you looking for applause because you dropped the Nazi Steve King? I'm not impressed. What do you think about that?
We shall see what happens. Hopefully. They also found that King is underwater in terms of his approval rating. 38% view him favorably. 48% say they view him unfavorably.
Wow. 28%, 38%.
And Shulton is one of these Democrats that has, that's one of the big stories, is that the Democrats have been bigly outraising their Nazi apologist opponents.
Yes.
And many of them are small money endorsements, which should be really fucking scary to the Republicans because that
represents more votes.
That's that $27 is a human voting.
Yeah.
It's not some big fucking corporation writing a check for $100,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, or something like that, that each little.
Right.
Individual donation is a human that they need to be worried about voting. Yeah.
It's not Land O'Lakes saying, boy, we really could use this. We're going to give money to this Nazi, and then he's going to do us a favor. It's cool.
That's probably not how they put it on the contract.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's so surprised. Oh, I didn't know this guy was a white nationalist. Oh, my God. 38% approval rating. Hey, Steve, I have to.
That's lower than Trump.
I got to hand it to you. Not bad. I mean, for a Nazi, I'm impressed. I'm surprised that many people, you know.
That's probably nationwide, too. I wonder what his approval rating of his constituency is.
Oh, higher. Definitely higher, right? Well, I mean, it must be. If he's leading his opponent by a percent, it's got to be higher than 38. That's depressing. Oh, I'm so depressed with all the people in our country that love Nazis. God damn.
There's a lot of that going around.
What do the Nazis have to do to become hated? What else could they do?
I don't know. Start genocide? Liking black people. Start liking Jews. Start liking Mexicans and all the people that the angry whites hate.
The genocide. They did genocide. Guys, genocide is bad. Nazis are bad. We've got the dumbest fucking electorate ever.
We have to remind people that Nazis are bad.
I can't count on my fellow Americans just to hate Nazis.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. You guys are fucking idiots.
And then be ready to be used as a tool.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Glenn.
Over at the Drudge Report, let's, do some, hold your breath for as long as you can until you pass out.
Right.
In that moment, right before you pass out.
Yeah.
That's about as smart as the average Drudge Report reader is.
What is it? They don't have a lot of oxygen going to their...
They're dumb.
Fucking
That's
brain.
What I'm trying to say. I took a long time
fucking
to say
stupid.
It. And an unfunny way to say it.
No.
Midterm finale, it says, a picture of Donald J. Trump.
Jacking off.
And then it says, gridlock? Question mark? Leads to a link at the Star Telegram.
Yes.
Texas.
God.
So stay tuned. Trump's reality show midterm campaign could yield an unexpected ending.
What the fuck does that mean?
They're saying this is, I think it's an op-ed, and it basically says, don't count him out.
Don't count Trump
Don't count the Republicans out, that they may end up holding the House and winning more seats in the Senate, that it may be a red wave instead of a blue wave.
Well, I mean, that's bad, dude. That would be horrendous.
Possibility.
Oh, my God.
It's a possibility, so let's get the fuck out and vote. I don't care what the polls say. Ignore the polls. I don't care if your guy or your gal or other are up by 50 fucking points or if they're running unopposed. Get out and vote.
Yes. I forgot what I was about to say.
The
shit. Go ahead.
That's what the headline is there. You know, it's just Drudge trying to...
Right.
Linking to some conservative writer over at the Star Telegram who's saying that
don't count the Nazis out. Yeah. Don't count these fascists out. They might win. God damn. It really bothered me that Matt Drudge was right yesterday. That's disgusting.
This guy says it sets a now familiar Trumpian stage for a high stakes big win or big loss.
Oh, shit. Well, I mean, if they just hold what they have, that'll be a win for them, right?
Yeah, we need to flip 23, but I mean, the last polls I saw had Democrats winning like 35-40 seats in some of the optimistic polls. Some of the other ones were like, you know, probably around 30-ish.
Yes. I mean,
but few are saying that they're going to lose. But Trump had a 10% chance of winning.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I mean, people were more sure. People are pretty sure Hillary was going to win that night. I don't think. I mean, it's a different, it's a different atmosphere.
He's kind of on the ballot, but he's not.
Right.
You know. So the some of the hardcore people who voted for him, like some of the Democrats that voted for him because they just didn't like Hillary, may have still voted for other Democrats. That may not be a good sign for him.
Right.
If they come out and vote Democrat.
God, you Democrats that voted for Trump.
Welcome back.
Shame on you. What do you think about this thing he wants to do with his birthright citizenship? Do you like that? Are you proud of that, you dickheads?
Jesus. We'll get to that in a sec. The the president scheduled 40 days of campaigning.
Yay.
Now he's adding nearly a dozen more stops before November 6th.
No, doesn't he have to run the country? Isn't there anything that he needs to do to take care of shit?
No, I put up a different story on Facebook that one of his personal calendars leaked out or something like that.
Oh, God.
And he literally watches hours. He has hours of executive time
is what they call
it,
I saw that.
Which means Trump's up in the bedroom watching Fox.
Executive time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did Barack Obama have executive time?
No.
He was busy.
No, he would go up to the residence after working a 14 or 16 hour day. And they said he would carry binders with him.
Yeah.
To do other shit and to read stuff so that you would know stuff. Because knowing stuff, he reminded us, our president had to remind us, our good president had to remind us that knowing stuff is good.
And Obama did other shit, right? At the end of the day, what you just said, he did other shit. That concept for our president doesn't make any sense.
I think
other
he actually slept in the same room as his wife, too. Allegedly.
Well, I mean, what do you want from Melania? I mean, could you imagine sharing a bedroom, a bedroom with that guy? Trump doesn't understand other shit because Trump, you have to do shit. First, you must do shit. And once you've done that shit, you then discover other shit. But if you haven't done shit in the first place, you don't understand the concept of other shit.
I guess we'll see. And but it, not a good sign was the one of the most recent polls that came out. I think today, his approval rating lurched in the bad direction for him. Both his approval and disapproval ratings both lurched in the bad directions for him, which
damn,
the Republicans were saying if they could get him up around 45, they might be good for that. That's a good sign for their party for the midterms.
Yes.
But he's going in the opposite direction. Like, I don't know, 39, 30, 40, something like that.
39. Oh God. 39.
It definitely went down. And now with his responses to these to the bombing, and the horrific killing at the synagogue, I mean, people are just going to be pissed off. This shit today, he's going to use it. The only reason he went, they asked him not to. They said they don't have security. There's three funerals today. They want to have those heavily secured so that no fucking asshole anti-Semites inspired by Trump want to do anything to these poor people's families and loved ones who are sending them off.
Yes.
And the mayor was like, just don't, you know, come Monday, come Tuesday or whenever, once we bury our dead. And Trump's like, I'm going tomorrow.
Right.
I'm going tomorrow. Right. And but the thing is, he knows, and he is, from what I've seen, facing bigly protests now in Pittsburgh. Get the fuck out of here.
Of course.
He's going to use that to gin up his base. This is what he wanted. This is like when Nixon went to
death.
Yeah, this is like, what show was I watching? I don't know. One of the shows, Rachel Hayes, I don't know. They bleed together sometimes. But they showed this section of when Nixon got out of his car after a campaign event and like was stood on top of the car amongst the people who hated him and were protesting him and the war. And then he got into his car, and as the car was driving away, they were throwing rocks and they were throwing eggs and everything. So what did that then become? Oh, my God, look at the violent lefties. This is the most dangerous moment since Kennedy was assassinated for a president. So that he used that. He did that intentionally because he knew that he would get footage of crazy leftists that he could then put on the television. And I think that's what this fuck is doing today.
Yeah, you're right.
He's going to Pittsburgh intentionally to say, look at these people on this day that we should be sending off our beloved dead who were horrifically killed in the tremendous, horrific, in the horrific attack.
I mean, I would have a real problem if I was, I mean, I have a problem with him. He caused that. Those people in that shooting wouldn't be dead. They wouldn't be dead. If Trump wasn't president, that wouldn't have happened. That happened because Trump is president, because we have a president that emboldens fucking Nazi shitbags or whatever the fuck you want to call these people. You think that violence happens without Trump?
No. That's what's going on over at the Drudge Report.
Lovely. Lovely.
The midterm finale they're talking about.
Do you see that picture at Boston? They're asking the Boston Red Sox if they're going to go to the White House. They won the World Series. This one pitcher's like, yeah, I fuck with Trump. I love that guy.
Oh, of course.
Should look up his name.
Big long head.
Fuck that dickhead. Oh, yeah. Hembree. Yeah, his name's Hembree. Heath Hembree. Suck a dick, dickhead.
So, the other story that this is kind of amazing.
Yes.
In that if you like me and like us here at Crab Diving,
yes,
find yourself in the Trumpian Twitter feed pretty often.
Ooh.
Don't follow him though.
Right.
Just do a search for him on Twitter and go over there. Don't follow that fuck.
Would it bother you if the Cubs, say the Cubs win the World Series, and imagine if some of the players agreed to meet the president? That would drive me up a fucking wall. I wouldn't be able to watch. I wouldn't watch.
I guess.
Oh, God, dude. It's disgusting.
So, I actually think, if I remember correctly, that one of the people in the story may have responded to a tweet from us or something. I think I took a shot at him and he may have responded back or something like that.
We're relevant.
Sometime in the past, it might have been mine. It might have been crab diving. I don't know. Anyway, this is fucking hilarious and a very bizarre story. So earlier in the day, it came out that Robert Mueller, have you heard of him?
Oh, yes. I don't know where the fuck he's been lately. It's as if he doesn't exist.
Well, he's working hard.
Right. Okay.
And keeping his mouth shut.
Oh, that's lovely.
Like Comey should have. Right.
Like Mueller shouldn't. Oh, God.
But, so apparently, Mueller was, I'm trying to open the story here. Thanks for joining us. And
thank you so much for joining us. And Bob, if you happen to be listening, Mueller, to our show, please, you know, as soon as the midterms are over, come out with some news or something. I mean, whatever.
A company that it says appears to be run by a pro-Trump conspiracy theorist.
Yay. Oh, God.
Is the person to whom I referred earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Offered to pay women to make false claims against special counsel Robert Mueller.
Oh, my fucking God. Who is this?
In the days leading up to midterm elections. So the special counsel has referred it to the FB fucking I.
Damn. That's crazy.
Mueller's spokesman said, we learned last week of allegations that women were offered money to make false claims about the special counsel.
Oh, my God.
So we immediately referred the matter to FBI for investigation.
That is fucked up. That's crazy.
It's a rare statement from the special counsel.
Wow.
Indicating the seriousness with which the team is taking the purported plot to discredit Mueller in the middle of an ongoing investigation and coincidentally right before the midterm election.
Boy, that's crazy. That's some curious timing.
The allegations were brought to the office's attention by several journalists who had been contacted by a woman identifying herself as Lorraine Parsons. Another woman named Jennifer Taub contacted Mueller's office earlier this month with similar information. The woman who identified herself as Parsons told journalists in an email that she had been offered roughly $20,000 by a man claiming to work for a firm called Surefire Intelligence, which had been hired by a GOP activist named Jack Berkman. Oh, I fucked up. No, they're talking about conspiracy theorist Jack Berkman.
Okay.
A different guy we'll get to later is the guy that
I've never heard of.
I
Jack.
Might have traded with. You have. Jack Berkman is the guy, he's the former detective cop who is now a private detective.
Right, air quotes.
Who has made it his sole purpose on life to prove that Hillary Clinton had Seth Rich killed.
What?
He's the Seth Rich guy. He's the guy that's been harassing the parents.
Oh,
they've asked
God.
Him to cease and desist.
This
He's the one
nut?
That went on all the television shows. He's the guy that said, there is a laptop that contains proof that Seth Rich was the one who sent the emails to WikiLeaks.
So this lunatic.
But when asked,
yes.
even on Fox, I believe.
Right.
We played the clip, I think, a long time ago. When he was asked on Fox, so you've seen this laptop. Oh, well, no. Well, you've talked to someone who has seen it.
No.
Well, no, not really.
Okay.
But we have good intel that we think it's in a property. It's in a property cage somewhere, an evidence cage, and that it's the smoking gun. It's on that. There's no such thing. So, but when they said, how do you know? It was like a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy said there, you know, it could be.
What a fucking liar.
But nobody's ever seen it. So he's the one who allegedly is calling these women, offering them 20 G's to sign an affidavit saying that Mueller sexually harassed or assaulted
yes.
them.
Yes. And who are these women? I mean, how is he finding these people?
He found people that worked with Mueller somehow.
Oh, my God.
So they could, because they worked with him. Parsons, the woman identified as Parsons, wrote in her letter that she had worked for Mueller as a paralegal in the 70s.
Yes.
But didn't see him much. When I did see him, he was always very polite to me. It was never inappropriate.
Right.
She explained she was contacted by a man with a British accent.
Hello!
Who wanted to ask her a couple of questions about Robert Mueller, who I worked with in 1974. I asked him who he was working for. He told me his boss was some sort of politics guy in Washington named Jack Berkman.
Right, I'm Jack Berkman.
I reluctantly told him I'd only worked with Mueller for a short time.
Jolly good.
Before leaving that firm to have my first son. In more of an effort to get to him to go away than anything else, I asked him what he wanted me to do. He said we could not talk about it on the phone.
We can't discuss it on the telly.
He asked me to download an app on my phone called Signal, which he said was more secure. You know, that's what they're using a lot.
Disappear or something.
Yeah. And it's supposedly not hackable.
Can you just, like, this is insane. You're hanging out.
Oh, it gets crazier.
Whatever. And all out of nowhere, this British dude calls you.
To say, I want to talk to you about a guy you worked with 40 years ago.
Good fucking God.
She said, I downloaded the app. He called me on the app a few minutes later. He said, and I'll never forget, this is exactly what it was, quote, I want you to make accusations of sexual misconduct and workplace harassment against Robert Mueller.
Is that what he sounds like?
I want you to sign a sworn affidavit to that effect.
Jolly good.
This is weird as fuck. Some British dude's calling me.
He offered to pay off all of my credit card debt, she said.
Oh, shit.
Plus bring me a check for 20 grand if I would do it. He knew exactly how much credit card debt I had.
Oh, that is
right
creepy.
Down to the dollar, which sort of freaked me out.
Yeah, that's scary. He looked for someone that might need. So he was looking for people that needed money.
I guess, yeah. It looks like that's, you know, what these guys do. We're still wondering who paid off Kavanaugh's debts twice. significant six-figure alleged debts.
Donald Trump.
Twice.
Donald Trump? You know?
Surefire Intelligence, this company.
Surefire?
Describes itself, quote, as a private intel agency that designs and executes bespoke solutions for businesses and individuals who face complex business and litigation challenges.
Oh, my God, you're a bunch of fucking lying, cheating, crooked dirtbags. That's who you are.
So now here's where it ties in with this other asshole. And if you ever are in Trump's Twitter feed, nowadays,
let me put on condom.
It's gotten a lot better. Nowadays, it used to be Trump would say something ridiculous, and then some Trumpian lickbot would say, "We love you, Mr. President. You're our bestest president." Right. Later, we're jerking off to you right now.
Yeah. Let me
and then
you.
Thousands of the monsters would, the bots would upvote that. And, you know, the whole Russian thing.
Right.
Well, now that they've kind of poured some water on the actions of the bots, not total, but they've done an okay job so
we've
far.
We've watered down the bots, we have.
They, now, if you look at Trump's Twitter feed, most of the most popular responses are "fuck you, you're an asshole,
dick,
well, it's Mueller time, we can't wait for you to be arrested
jail.
And all that. Go fuck your daughter.
You.
So Surefire is this company. One of the hangers on trolls though that hasn't disappeared. That I always thought was a bot or was so obnoxiously, unctuously, disgustingly sycophantic to Trump.
Yes.
I mean, vomit inducing.
Right.
They just, the Dems just are afraid of you, Mr. President. Ooh. We've got your back. We love you. MAGA, 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 MAGA.
Yay.
I always thought it was a... It was a parody account, even. I mean, some of the responses were so obsequious. Jacob Wall is this guy's name, who is like 19 or 20 fucking years old.
Some douche.
But he became famous because for like 4 minutes, he was, I think, a stock trader or something like that, which... And then became famous because he was so young and such a brilliant trader.
Yay.
And then they found out it was like a big, giant Ponzi scheme. He put together like a portfolio, and it was
Bernie
a Ponzi
Madoff
scheme. Yeah. I don't think he went to jail, but I believe he was banned from trading like forever.
Damn. Sad.
At 19.
Oh, Jesus. What an idiot.
On the internet, I read a couple of tweets from people, and there was one where they said, we have a Jacob Wall sighting story. At one point, they worked for some bank or some finance deal. He said, we got a call that somebody was waiting to meet with us, and it was Jacob Wall.
Right.
And he came in, and he said, well, and this was after he had been banned.
Okay.
And he came in and met with these guys, and he was like, look, I want, for my expertise... I want $25 million in seed money. I want an office. I want a car. I want all this and co-ownership of the fund. You can have that. You can have a percentage of co-ownership of the fund.
Okay.
So basically he's saying, give me $25 million and an office and a car and all this stuff. And the banker that was tweeting was like, we were all literally trying to keep from laughing because they knew who he was.
Right, right.
And when they asked him about the shenaniganry and, well, haven't you been banned? He was like, oh, no. And he handed them a letter from his lawyer.
Nobody got him a car?
They handed him a letter from his lawyer that said, well, it's, you know, it was a misunderstanding, all the charges. It never happened. Nothing happened. Turns out, well, they said, you know, that's cool. Bye.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you know, you have to act today because I've got a standing offer from, and he named a different venture capitalist deal down the block.
And is he lying?
A competitor. And he said, I've got to deal with them. So they said, well, you know, they're good guys. Go take the deal there.
Oh, shit.
So they showed him the door. He left. An hour later, they get a call from the other firm. They're like, who the fuck is this guy? Said you recommended them.
Damn.
Then they find out that the letter that he gave them from a lawyer was on fake lawyer masthead.
So it's bullshit.
It's 100% fraud. So this is a major Trump supporter.
Wow. MAGA, this is who they are.
And conspiracy theorists.
Right. I'm surprised he doesn't have a job in the White House.
So apparently they tried to hide their involvement or something, but it turns out this Surefire Intelligence Company that hired Seth Rich lunatic.
Yes.
Who apparently then hired British guy to, or he was doing a British accent.
Right. That was his cover?
To call the women.
Right.
And offer them $20,000 to say, and pay off all their debt to say that Mueller tried to fuck him.
Ooh.
Is owned by Jacob Wall.
Damn.
The 19-year-old or 20-year-old.
This
young guy is
in charge of this, kind of. Is he the mastermind behind this fucking operation to get women to say that Robert Mueller harassed them?
And he was out there hyping a scandalous Mueller story.
Good God. The 19-year-old was.
Yeah.
That's insane. Holy shit, guys.
Wall was interviewed by the Daily Beast. He said that Berkman, Seth Rich dude, hired Surefire to assist with the investigation into Mueller's past.
Right. Shit. Wait a second. Surefire was hired to look into Mueller's past.
He said that the Seth Rich guy hired his company.
Oh, okay. Shit.
But he denied knowing anything about any involvement in an alleged plot to fabricate allegations against Mueller.
Ooh.
When asked why his own email address appeared in the domain records.
When they're looking into Mueller's past, what are they looking for? Do they think they're going to find some kind of, I don't know, something to use against him? Leverage?
And the telephone number listed on Surefire's website refers callers to another number that is listed in public records as belonging to Jacob Wall's mom.
Oh, my God. This is kind of nuts because it's like they must not appreciate who this guy is. Mueller's old. He's at the end of his career. He's a storied lawmaker. Do you think he has any intention to not get Trump? Do
Mueller?
You think he's going to lose?
Well, no.
I just don't see it happening.
Yeah.
This is what he's hanging his hat on. This is his fucking legacy. If he fails everything else he did in his career, nobody's going to give a fuck about. I mean, you know, this is it. All those guys working for Mueller, they want to get Trump. I mean, I don't think they're going to get outsmarted by some lunatic 19-year-old.
It was always great when he would respond because to Trump and be like, we love you, Mr. President. We've got your back. And then, all the sane people would jump on him and be like, shouldn't you be
fuck
in jail?
Right.
Weren't you banned from the SEC?
Wow, Trump, you have some lovely advocates. It's Nazis and criminals.
The overwhelming consensus was that he was just running his tongue along Trump's starfish.
Ooh.
Hoping for a pardon.
Oh, okay.
It's very unfair what they did to that boy.
He might get a pardon.
It's very unfair.
Yeah.
Now they're still trying to verify this Parsons person.
The lady that the dude approached.
But she's not the only one who's come forward. A person they don't know exists.
Yes.
Jennifer Taub, an associate professor at Vermont Law School, received an email from a man using a Surefire Intelligence email. On October 22nd, it's my understanding you may have had some past encounters with Robert Mueller.
Why?
I would like to discuss those encounters with you. She said she's never had any encounters with Mueller,
right,
though she does appear on CNN at times as an expert commentator on the Mueller probe.
Why would you use an email address to contact somebody about this shit? Why?
Because you're shady as fuck.
Yeah, but no. Why wouldn't you?
Oh, a paper. You mean an electronic trail?
Why are they leaving a trail? Don't you think that's insane? And they're leaving like an email address. It's a company's like.
I believe
weird.
In the email continues. I believe a basic telephone call for which I would compensate you at whichever rate you see fit.
A phone call?
Would be a good place to start. My organization is conducting an examination of Robert Mueller's past. Tell me a decent method to contact you by telephone or signal, which would be ideal, and a beginning rate to talk with you about all encounters you've had with Special Counsel Robert Mueller. We would likewise pay you for any references that you may have. Lastly, I would appreciate your discretion here, because this is a very sensitive matter.
Oh.
She forwarded the email to the Special Counsel's office.
She's forwarded the email.
To Mueller.
These fucking idiots. I mean, I would think they would approach these people in public at a place and say,
I
don't know.
About that same time that the women began receiving these communications, Berkman himself released a video on his Facebook page claiming, without any evidence, that Mueller, quote, has a whole lifetime history of harassing women. No evidence.
Well, I mean, wow. I guess we shouldn't be surprised. And this shit is supposedly independent of Trump and everything. This is just some dude.
Berkman denied knowing these women, called the FBI referral a joke. Mueller wants to deflect attention from his sex assault troubles by attacking me. In a separate email, he said, on Thursday, 12 noon, Rosalind Holiday Inn. He's giving his big announcement at probably some little half meeting room.
Oh, yes.
At the Holiday Inn.
Will there be a continental breakfast
we
available?
We will present a very credible witness who will allege that Mr. Mueller committed against her a sexual assault.
Right next to the fucking coffee machine.
After you were just caught emailing and offering to pay women to lie and sign an affidavit. You found one who's willing to maybe take that money.
Jesus Christ. Hey, if you guys are going to do underhanded shit and get away with it, I suggest you talk to somebody like Steve Bannon first. If this was a Bannon operation, that wouldn't have happened, right?
Berkman has a conservative radio show also.
Oh, nice.
Way into conspiracy theories. He launched his own private investigation into the murder of Democratic National Committee staffer Seth Rich.
Right.
He has dangled here at the Atlantic. He's dangled uncorroborated claims of sexual harassment against a sitting member of Congress. Earlier this year, offered $25,000 to FBI whistleblowers for any information exposing wrongdoing during the 2016 election. Not Trump wrongdoing. Evil Hillary.
This is bananas.
He promoted legislation that he authored despite not being a member of Congress.
Right.
That would ban gays from playing in the NFL.
Oh, jeez.
And he hosted two fundraisers for Rick Gates, former Trump campaign official, who was indicted last year by Robert Mueller. So this guy's got quite the pedigree.
Good God. I mean, and these guys are activists, right? They're doing this on their own, supposedly.
Yeah, this Jacob Wall thing. Twitter is thrilled. Jacob Wall is trending number one because he's infamous. He's just such an odious, disgusting, smelly little suckball. He's universally loathed and despised.
The 19-year-old dickbag, right?
Yeah.
Man, how can you be so young and be so conservative and have such a hard-on for a fascist? What the fuck is with you?
It's that finance fuck.
Oh,
it's the evil capitalist poor people stink.
He's like a proud boy.
Poor people are icky. I'm better than everyone because I can make money.
Hey, Jordan, are you one of these Proud Boy dickheads? Is that your thing? No. Are you a fucking
Jacob.
Nazi?
No.
Jacob?
No.
Jacob. He's not a Nazi?
No, I think he's Jewish.
So why is he trying to help Trump?
Because he's a finance fuck. He's a finance guy.
And he's and he to wants not, Trump. The he anti-Semitism wants Trump, shit doesn't bother him.
He wants Trump to pardon him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. Congratulations on your shittiness. Amazing. You're making the world worse. Good for you.
He's been retweeted by Trump, too.
Oh, God. For real. Hey, didn't Don Jr. retweet some asshole over the weekend? Some racist dickbag? some
conspiracy
theory about a pipe bomb conspiracy theorist, somebody that claimed they were false flags set up by the Dems. Don Jr.
Not surprising.
Don Jr., the one that goes out and does all that big game hunting.
At first, Jacob Wall, I guess, tried to say he didn't know nothing about Surefire Intelligence, and then they found out that the phone number is his mom. Leads to a number registered to his mom.
Let's play this out for a second. Let's say that Jacob was successful in getting a woman that knew Mueller in the past to say that he, in fact, harassed her, did something to her, you know?
Right.
Okay, then what? She brings the charges, she accuses him in public, and then what? The FBI starts digging? How deep do they have to dig to fucking expose this idiot?
If they would. You know? I mean, if it's that old, they would probably just say it's past the statute of limitations. So this is just politics. This is optics.
Right. But you don't think they would catch this guy? They would be able to unravel his little plot? He's so dumb.
One would hope. Well, they did. I mean, did they think they could just randomly call people that have worked with or rode the subway with Mueller one time? You know, and that not one of them would be like, I'm going to send this to Mueller.
You know, Jacob, there's been a lot of scandals over the last couple of years. I don't know if you're aware with Trump and a lot of bullshit going on, a lot of plans, a lot of fucked up schemes. This is one of the dumbest, though.
Do they all? Oh, they're idiots. Stupid. They're stupid. It's stupid Watergate. Do they all?
Dumbest shit ever.
I mean, they all think people are like them. They all think that for enough money,
craven,
zero ethics, people will throw away their ethics and they'll say, sure, I'll accuse, I'll lie and smear a long-term official and say that he grabbed my poo-poo back in 1973. I'll say that for $25,000, and if you pay off my debt,
and also, dude. You know, if you're trying to dig up dirt on Trump and trump up like harassment charges against our president, I don't know why you do that. There's plenty of real ones. I mean, I'm sure it's a different thing because nobody likes Trump and he's probably an asshole to lots of people, you know?
Right. Yes.
But Bob Mueller, from all accounts, is a nice guy. Do you think people that worked with him in the past?
That, but yeah.
Well, no, I mean, honestly, do you think people that worked with him in the past want to bring false charges of harassment against him?
Well, no, right.
Of course not. Right. All of this is crazy.
That's why it's not the smartest. Maybe that's why he did the British accent. Because then he could say, that wasn't me.
It wasn't me. God, it's the dumbest shit ever.
It is. Daily Beast headline says, inside the crazy cabal trying to smear Robert Mueller.
Good Lord. You're going to go up again. I mean, but this is our top. This is like a top guy. I've said like Donald fucking Trump. He's a top guy. Mueller's a top guy, right? He's been in the law.
And now I'm willing to bet you that whatever woman they were going to present on Thursday is done. She's out. Because if the FBI is looking into it, that means that the FBI will look into her allegations.
Yes.
From a fraudulent standpoint. And if it turns out that suddenly her debts have been paid off or that she got 10 or 15 or 20 grand suddenly in her bank accounts.
They look into that kind of shit.
I don't think these people are sophisticated enough to, you know, shift it over to one of their offshore accounts.
Oh, yes.
They're just also evil and stupid.
And an email, dickhead. An email. Why would you leave a paper trail? Why would you send an email saying, hey, listen, if we talk further, let's correspond on a secret messaging platform. Why would you put evidence that you're going to do that?
In late 2017, with the Me Too movement just kicking off, Berkman claimed that he represented a woman who would accuse a congressman of sexual assault. With the press on hand for revelations.
Yes.
Another at the Holiday Inn somewhere.
Maybe they
ordered donuts and coffee service.
No, I'm getting a bear claw from the Continental fucking breakfast. It's complimentary there at the Holiday Inn. That's why they chose. Yes. Yes.
But with the press on hand for revelations, Berkman had to concede that his client refused to appear.
Yes.
He offered everyone a big apology for wasting their time.
You ever go to those Continental breakfasts and they have those weird ass like cereal dispensers?
I used to set one up every morning.
What's up with those cereal dispensers? Weird. You turn a thing, a little cereal comes out.
Oh, we didn't have one of those. We had the little milks. We had the little boxes.
Oh God, I hate that.
That you could, in theory, pour milk into. Remember those? That you could open up the front of them and pour milk into the plastic. And
fascism.
Yeah,
that's straight up fascism. I hate punishment size shit, like tiny shit, like little golf pencils. I hate that shit. I hate the tiny. I don't know. I don't want to pour my cereal into a milk carton. I want a fucking bowl.
You done?
Yeah, fuck Trump.
Trump. Yeah. Trump's fault. I don't think the little cereal boxes are Trump's fault, to be honest with
you. Dongle is. Little dongle's fascism.
That's not Trump's fault.
I hate that.
This is in fucking credible.
It really is.
Bizarre and insane. And that little shit stain, Jacob Wall, who I forget what he said to me or us. It was, you know, it was something.
That dude tweeted to us?
It was dumb. I think he responded.
Yeah. That's crazy. Oh, God.
But it was a couple years ago, I think, because this guy's been around for a while.
By the way, follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. I'm putting a story up there. We talked about it. Crab diving offline. Just real quick, I want to mention that story about the guy in the Antarctic that.
Oh, that's a hilarious story.
What happened? The guy. They're in this these two dudes in their 50s are in this research station.
What are do you have? Is it on? Did it publish?
It's on Hootsuite. I don't think it published
yet. It's in Hootsuite?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to pull it up.
Right. Hey, you know, they're hanging out at this research station. They've been there for years together. And
Years. It's just the two of them.
Yeah. And the only thing they have really to do there to pass the time is they read books. And this one guy.
Don't they have like the internet?
I don't know. Netflix? I don't know, man. They're in Antarctica. Have you been there?
DVD? Netflix?
I don't know.
VHS?
You think they have internet up there?
Yeah, sure they've got to have satellite. They got to be able to talk to people. What if they have a grabber? What if somebody stabs somebody?
I should add the details in front of me because it really
I've
is
got
kind
it.
Of
Here we go. Oh, you know, my computer's doing that thing.
Yeah.
This is from the mirror.co.uk.
Hello. Here's the shitty thing about the Mirror. They don't talk about the book in question. They don't mention the title.
It is very...
Shame on you.
Yeah, yeah. It is poor reporting.
Don't you want to know what book? Well, go ahead. I don't know.
Oleg Belogusov.
Oleg.
B-E-L-O-G-U-S-O-V.
Oleg.
He looks like the old Grizzly Adams dude. Crazy beard, long hair.
He looks like
Nordic,
Brad.
Like a Nordic Grizzly Adams.
He looks like Brad Pitt in Before the Fall or whatever that shitty movie was where Anthony Hopkins is his dad and it's just so long and ugh.
So, Sergei Savitsky. 55 years old.
Yes.
And Oleg Belogusov.
Bella, go fuck yourself.
52.
Yes. Contemporaries.
Would pass the lonely hours during four harsh years together in a remote outpost in Antarctica by reading.
And furiously masturbating.
Well, that's a given. However, Savitsky became angry after Belogusov kept telling him the endings.
What a fuckhead!
When
you're reading a book, dude, it's not like you're watching a movie. I mean, a movie's a couple hours. A book?
Well, and that's off. Also... This is camel. This is straw breaking camel's back. There's a long list of Belogusov infractions that this guy has been storing in his brain for the past 4 years.
Wait, are you saying the guy had it coming?
He's ready to kill him. No, I'm just saying. I think there's just, more to it than just the quit telling me the endings of the stories.
Yeah.
So a scientist plunged a kitchen knife into his colleague as he was fed up with the man telling him the endings of books.
Do you think what went down was like he said something that ruined the book and he's just like, fuck it, grab the knife, stab, 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 done. He's like, holy shit, I can't believe I just stabbed this guy.
Well, I mean, he called 999 or whatever the equivalent is in the Antarctic.
after he did it? Oh, God. That's not funny.
Savitsky became angry. The victim is now in intensive care after being flown from Russia's Bellingshausen Research Station on King George Island to Chile.
Right.
Chile. With a knife injury to his heart.
Well, Antarctica's down here, and Chile's just right. Honestly, Donald Trump, if you're listening, you should pardon this guy.
What's up?
Oh, my God. There's just
What's wrong?
This is a side headline. I can't even read it.
Okay. Shit.
Savitsky is back home in St. Petersburg under house arrest. House arrest.
I mean,
house arrest. Has been charged with attempted murder. It is believed to be the first time a man has been charged with a... This says murder bid, but it's attempted murder in Antarctica.
Do you think his defense from his lawyer has to be, listen, I mean, they're in Antarctica. The only thing the guy can fucking do is read. And every time...
There's no defense.
But I know. I know that. I know. I'm just putting myself in this guy's shoes.
Apparently, they're cutting him some slack. He's at home. He can read all the books he wants without fucking Oleg ruining it for him.
Listen, I hope your cellmate doesn't interrupt your reading, ruin it for you. What were they reading?
There's a picture of Sergei sitting there with tons of books behind him, but I don't know if they're at the station or where it was taken, but.
That dickhead. I mean, I wonder if the guy he used to watch, he probably watched him read, probably was like, man, it's like, you know, three quarters of the way through, I'm going to ruin it. Fuck this guy.
Right.
And you got stabbed, dude.
Rosebud's a sled.
Stabbed.
Yeah.
With a kitchen knife.
Yeah.
That guy was so fucking mad, dude. He just lost it, you know? And
I want those details, though. I want to know what the last book was that was the last straw. Like, was it, you know, 50 Shades of Grey? Was it something like that?
Yeah.
Was it?
Was it 50?
Oh, yeah.
Oleg's reading's like, oh, yes.
She beats the shit out of him, then comes on his face.
Stab, stab, stab.
Stabby, stabby,
stab.
Yeah.
In the neck. Was he stabbed in the neck? Is that it?
Heart.
The heart. God!
Intensive care with a knife injury to his heart.
Listen, here's what the judge should say. Listen, there were extenuating circumstances. I'm going to recommend anger management. You know? I'm kidding. But still.
I want to know more about this outpost. I want to know
it sucked.
All the deets.
I'll tell you the deets. It sucked. It's cold. There's nothing to do. There's scientists watching glaciers melt. They're bored as fuck. All they've got are these horrible books and that one dickhead ruining every...
How is that show that we watched that was from the... I mean, it was shot in Iceland, but it was supposed to be in the Arctic or something like that.
Foreskin.
Fortnite,
yeah.
Was it Fortnite?
I think. Well, you know, to the guy that got stabbed, I'll say this. Why didn't you choose a book your dickhead friend never read? Why didn't you do that? Did that never occur to you? Or the stabber. I'm telling you, the stabber. Did that never occur to you? That's what I would do. I mean, surely your dickhead friend hadn't read every book.
Oh, brother.
What's up?
The research station was created by the Soviets in 1968, owned by the Russians now. It's also the location of Trinity Church, the only permanently staffed Eastern Orthodox church in Antarctica.
Is that the only thing there, though? Is that, look, what else is there? Because if that's the only thing there, I'm livid. If I'm working
there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Looks like there's 7 or 8 buildings.
There better be. You're telling me I got a church, 7 or 8 more buildings into church. Boy, that sucks. God.
The Antarctic Peninsula and its nearby islands are considered to have the mildest living conditions in Antarctica.
But
the,
you're bored as fuck.
It's one of the few locations in Antarctica classified as tundra rather than ice cap.
Oh, nice. Is that good or bad?
Variations in temperature are small. The coldest month, July.
Fuck you.
They average -6.5 degrees Celsius.
Oh, that's so nice.
20 degrees?
That's great.
20 degrees?
Well, okay.
I mean, that's not... Chicago's colder than that.
Yeah, yeah. Do they have a music venue?
and 35 degrees in the warmest month.
Right. Do they have a Starbucks? Do they have a Yogurtland?
There's a titty bar.
Is there really?
No. No. I don't believe
you know what you call it? I got a good name for it. Nippies.
One of their clients just left. 50% of their clientele just had to be airlifted.
You killed half the island, dumbass. You gotta do something with your temper. I understand this guy's fucking your books up. There's nothing else to do. Shit, I hope I wouldn't have stabbed the guy. You don't know what you would do in this situation. You would like to think you wouldn't have stabbed this guy, but every time.
God, 4 years.
Every time.
Who decides to go work at a remote Antarctic research station for 4 years?
Yeah, I don't know. A scientist who needs a job.
Damn. I hope they get paid well.
Well, I not enough, apparently.
Oleg and Sergey.
Why didn't you bring a Kindle or something so the guy couldn't see what book you're reading? Did that ever occur to you, dumbass? There's just a bunch of things you could have done rather than stab the guy. A
lot of holes in the story, though. We need more info.
In his heart.
Thanks for joining us, everybody, on this wonderful Tuesday here. No traffic. Nice weather here in the Panhandle.
The
get ready to vote.
Home.
Getting ready to vote, everybody. Vote, 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 mofos. Those Republicans are out voting. We're finding that out. This early voting everywhere, numbers are up, and it ain't necessarily the Dems everywhere, which is not a good sign.
Right.
Get the fuck out and vote. Bring friends. Bring everybody.
I hope you have friends.
Relatives. Pile grandma into the Winnebago.
You think, I'm sorry, I know we're past the story, but I'm just trying to think of the scene, what it was like when the guy ruined the story the final time, it was like, aah! I just like fucking grabbed the knife, stab, 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 stab. It's just over.
I didn't know that it was multiple stabbings. We don't have that information, but.
Then the guy's laying there, he's like, aah! And then he calls 999 or whatever.
Well, I'm wondering how long that moment was.
You left him there? He stabbed him?
Motherfucker,
shit.
Die.
Oh, shit. Why didn't you feed him to the polar bears like
show? Yeah, I mean, that'd be like a great murder mystery.
Now you're under house
arrest. I don't know what happened to Oleg. He went out for a walk.
I mean, shit, if I had spent 4 years in the Antarctic and then all of a sudden I'm back in Russia, now I'm under house arrest.
He got stabbed.
That sucks.
Got stabbed by a seal.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird to get stabbed by a scientist. You know, it's just very weird. It's very strange.
Scientists are people, too.
Yes.
Some of them are angry. Right. Some of them apparently don't like spoilers.
Some of them, yes.
Do you think he said spoiler alert before? Every time he...
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
Have you gotten to the part yet where he gets killed? Ah!
I mean, wonder what he was reading like. Kill a Mockingbird or something. I wonder if it's a book everybody knew, or probably not. Probably something shitty. You stab somebody over a shitty book. Was it like John Grisham?
The president of the United States in another desperate attempt to, fire up his revolting, deplorable, disgusting, xenophobic, racist base.
His white supremacy base. White supremacist base. KKK. They
can't run on issues, that's for sure. None of them are, is the funny thing.
Right.
This tax cut that they all touted, that was gonna that was gonna sweep them through the 2018 midterms. Everybody was gonna get so much money that it was just gonna be a big fuck you to the Democrats, and they were gonna red wave everywhere. And
what are they running on? Racism.
Nobody's running on that. Nobody mentions that. Nobody mentions healthcare. They're trying to lie and saying they're backing 100%. I saw a clip of Scott Walker, who's just so gross. Just a gross human. Scott Walker in Wisconsin. Saying, you know, the Democrats are lying. Don't let them tell you. I am dedicated to forcing insurance companies to offer to cover pre-existing conditions.
Well, that's bullshit.
Of course it is. Well, he might be right there, but He wants them to be able to charge whatever they want for it. Yeah, the whole point of Obamacare was putting everybody in the big risk pool together so that there weren't people who have to pay $10,000 a month to try to stay alive.
I know it's all the people outside Madison voting for Scott Walker, but it makes me nuts.
Poor Madison.
It makes me nuts as a lunatic conservative in that city.
It's a great city.
That's a famous progressive city, right?
College town, bunch great of hippies. College, great. Yeah, it's really cool.
Scott Walker, you don't have any place in Madison. Go fuck yourself.
So President Trump, now in an interview with Axios, said that he is now considering an executive order to remove the right to citizenship for babies born in the United States to parents who aren't citizens.
Damn. There you go.
Which is pretty clearly enshrined in that Constitution thing in the 14th Amendment.
Yes.
Trump said that, quote, "It was always told to me that you needed a constitutional amendment. Guess what? You don't."
You're reading that. This is a quote. Guess what?
Yes. It was told to me that you needed a constitutional amendment. Guess what? You don't. You can definitely do it with an act of Congress. And now they're saying I can do it just with an executive order. They're saying.
Who's they, Trump? Bannon? Stephen Miller?
Asshole constitutional anti-immigrant fuck. Some lawyer was like, I think it's vague. I think it should be interpreted this way.
Hey, gee, Republican voters and Trump supporters, this is weird because I was always told your side were always strict constitutionalists. What's happened to that?
Yeah, they don't like that. The apparently the 14th, and they really don't like the 13th.
You can't treat the Constitution like the Golden fucking Corral, dickhead. It's all or nothing, you fucks.
He said that right awarded to babies born as birthright Americans is ridiculous in a system that has to end. He also said
ridiculous.
The U.S. is the only country in the world that offers this. Over 30 countries have birthright citizenship. If
so
you're born
lying.
On that soil, you are a citizen.
Does anybody ask him who the fuck he's referring to when he says they?
This is one of these Trumpian things where he's like, I'm going to sign something that says, yes. It might be I'm signing a letter, a strongly worded letter that says, I want to, in the future, look into something.
Right,
he's
right.
done so many of those and then held them up and waved them to his morons. Look, I'm doing something. I'm working.
It's as if he's only doing it for a photo op to grandstand. Wow. I don't mean
can't
this.
Be that.
Jeez.
So it's ridiculous. And it would make it easier for his evil scum type to get rid of undocumented immigrants because the undocumented immigrants that have children here,
yes,
that are citizens,
yes,
it's not nice to deport mom and dad and leave a couple of kids sitting here that are citizens.
Right.
But now get rid of that problem. Rip the papers off of those kids.
Everybody
launch
goes.
Those little fuckers out with the parents. Launch kids who were born and raised as Americans, know no other life but
now
being
I'm in
an
Honduras.
American. Now you're launched to Honduras. Congratulations.
That is bananas.
Love America.
We knew who he was, but God, even the slowest, the dumbest among us does understand that this guy is a fucking fascist
dickbag. He can't. He can't. They haven't been able to find one lawyer on TV that's non-Trumpian. If you go over to Fox, I'm sure you'll find one or two. But you can't. It's an amendment.
Right.
And the Supreme Court had a ruling that... it's in this article somewhere.
I mean,
1898, U.S. versus Wong Kim Ark,
yes.
That a child born in the U.S. to immigrant parents was a citizen under the 14th Amendment.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can't do it, but if you're an unlawful dickbag that, runs ice like your own little fucking army. You can do whatever.
Well, but he has no intention.
You want to do.
He has no intention of doing it.
Yeah, he's just grandstanding.
Joe, sure, he's trying to gin up the base, trying to throw something out there that the Democrats are going to squeal bloody murder about, because he doesn't like how people are talking about 11 dead Jewish people.
Right.
He doesn't like how they're talking about a lunatic with a Trump van sending who knows how the fuck many bombs.
I mean, it's insane. A guy who sent out all these pipe bombs, Trump's name's all over his fucking wacko van, and everybody's like, does Trump feel any responsibility for this? And the spokesgoblin at
CNN
at the White House is like, yeah, we're going to blame late night television and CNN.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, guys, we all have to know that's bonkers.
So he's desperate. He's just, this is purely for the deplorables.
Yes.
And to try to then get the liberals, the Democrats, the sane people, the decent people, not even progressive liberals, Democrats, etc., just decent human beings to say that's bullshit and get them all fired up. And that works for him.
Right.
Because what do his deplorables love? Nothing more than an upset liberal.
Yes. Yes. And then they can claim they're being attacked. They can claim butt hurt, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate this.
Even just, Paul Ryan said, well, no, you cannot end birthright citizenship with an executive order.
Wow, Paul. Thank you.
Representative Carlos Curbelo from Florida criticized the president, calling instead for immigration reform that makes our country more secure and reaffirms our wonderful tradition as a nation of immigrants.
Yes.
But not the brown ones.
Right.
Justin Amash, Republican from Michigan, tweeted, a president cannot amend the Constitution or laws via executive order. Concept of natural born citizen in 14th Amendment derives from natural born subject in Britain. Phrase, quote, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, unquote, excludes mainly foreign diplomats who are not subject to U.S.
Right,
laws.
Right. Damn, it's, you know, and meanwhile, we're not talking about all the fucking, all the violence he caused at that synagogue. You're right. This is a good, this is their play.
Senator Lindsey Graham leapt into action.
Oh, he loves it.
Loves it. Announced that he will be introducing legislation, quote, along the same lines as the proposed executive order from President Trump.
Oh, God. Lindsey, there was a time when people thought that maybe you could be a, you know, a calming voice. You could be reasonable. Yeah. That there was a heart inside you, but that is just garbage. You are a fucking totalitarian Nazi fucking fuckface. Go fuck yourself. God, what a piece of shit.
I think his human suit got a little itchy.
I mean, it's gross.
This policy is a magnet for illegal immigration out of the mainstream of the developed world. Not true. Needs to come to an end.
Proof. Citations. Where's your proof? I mean, when you write these laws, don't people do research for these fucknuts? Don't they base what their legislation on facts and shit like that? Isn't that the idea?
Facts.
I know. I sound like a loon.
What's wrong with you? So there we go. A week before the election, and Trump is trying to prove he's more horrible.
And you're screaming about the fucking caravan. Oh my God. Disgusting. This is the lowest of the low fucking
I did
politics.
See something else he said, though. I think it might have been that Axios interview where he didn't make it sound like they're going to open fire at the gate at the border like a lot of his followers would like.
Right.
But he said they're going to be tense. They're going to be very nice tents, and they're going to apply. And if they don't, if they're not accepted, they're getting out. They're going back out. But it's going to be very nice.
Right.
They're going to be taken care of.
Hey, Trump. So if it's not an act of war, if you're not attacking someone, why send the army? Why send the military with the fucking guns? We're not naive. We don't think that you're not above violence.
Paul Ryan said, well, obviously you cannot do that as far as the, well, I mean, the birthright challenge thing.
And the thing is, with the troops going down to the border, let's say they're not going to shoot them. They are going to round them up.
Well, right.
You know what I mean? They're going to round them up.
It sounds like he's taking Pat Robertson's advice.
What's that?
Remember we played that clip. Pat Robertson said, open them, let them into the country, put them in really nice tents and show them, you know, then you have the optics of showing that you're being good to them and treating them nice, and then arrest them and get them the hell out of this country.
Because what would Jesus do? Right. Jesus would be like, yes, let's feed them. Let's give them shelter. Let's put them in chains.
Yeah. We're back tomorrow, everybody. We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 6 p.m.
Central.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Figure it out.
We don't do a 3-hour show. That would
We put a bunch of kill fucking us. Promos and shit with the time. So check our social media.
Also in the news.
Yes, pray for us. Pray for the crash.
This is the Wall Street Journal.
Ooh, conservative.
Another Rupert Murdoch joint.
Yes.
Dickheads. Slightly less disgusting than Fox.
Right.
But they are now saying that Special Counsel Robert Mueller and his team of what does Trump call them? Angry Democrats.
Ooh, yes. An angry leftist mob.
Are now examining comments made by...
Yes.
Former Crab Nation guest Roger Stone.
Bam, baby. The dandy of the GOP.
A longtime advisor to Trump about WikiLeaks.
Alex Jones's buddy, right?
Yeah. Okay. About WikiLeaks during a series of conference calls he hosted in 2016.
Yes.
I guess they have tapes, allegedly. Oh, now I got the hiccups.
Damn, Roger. What are you going to do?
Roger has been for a while saying, well, I don't know anything about any WikiLeaks. I don't know anything about any stolen emails.
Who, me?
Not so much, however. It appears that Mueller may have tapes.
Right. And maybe Roger was sloppy because Roger was like, well, there's no way Trump's going to win. So no one is ever going to investigate any of this. So why do I give a fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, that might be it. What's up?
Oh, it's just my computer's being a little
God
sandy.
Damn it.
I've got another story here. This is the Financial Times.
Yes.
A stalwart newspaper. Great. British, I think, right?
Hello. Is this an economy story?
No.
Okay, good.
But the top editor at the Financial Times
top.
Is now calling for a boycott against Fox News.
Hell yeah, baby.
After attributing the spasm of violence over the weekend to content pushed out by the network, Edward Lee tweeted, "The most effective thing Americans can do is boycott companies that advertise on Fox."
Hell yeah.
They bankroll the poison that goes from the studio into Trump's head. The second is vote.
God.
And that's a pretty conservative financial newspaper.
I'm putting it, if you go to at NRA boycott, there's a whole list of all the advertisers on Fox News. You see a Google Doc.
The Fox News or just
The top advertisers on Fox.
Not just Fourth Reich Barbie?
No. No, there's Laura Ingraham, there's Fucker, but also I just started one today. It's a top advertisers on Fox. And call them up, tell them to go fuck off unless they pull their ads off Fox.
Over the weekend, Fox had to take measures to rein in some of their content. By banning Chris Farrell after the guest told Lou Dobbs, angry grandpa yelling at clouds, on his show that the U.S. State Department is controlled by George Soros.
Imagine, every once in a while, Fox has got to be like, wait. What did that one guy say? That's too nuts, even for us. Come on.
Well, yesterday we played that 18-second disclaimer at the end of that Fox show when they said, earlier, one of our guests said that the migrant group coming up from South America has syphilis, AIDS, leprosy. Gonorrhea, leprosy. It was leprosy, smallpox.
Good God.
If they have smallpox, we have a problem.
We have a real problem, guys.
But and leprosy, smallpox, and something else.
Yeah.
And there's no evidence of that whatsoever.
Somebody just made it the fuck up. Who was on Fox, and they let it fly.
Well, and then later they,
yes,
at the end of the show, they put in a 3-second.
Well, no one's probably watching.
Right. So they had to ban this guy. We condemn the rhetoric by the guest on Lou Dobbs Tonight. That episode was a repeat, which has now been pulled from all future airings.
Yes. Wow, I'm surprised. Really? Why would they do? See, Fox is a weird place. Like, they're fine with Bill O'Reilly torturing women, harassing women for a bit. For a bit. You know?
Until advertisers start bailing.
Yeah, yeah. And they're fine. You know, Roger Ailes had, like, what did he have? Like, a soundproof office with a big door that you could lock women in there and fuck with. I mean, it sounds like a house of horrors, right?
It was a pretty ass grabby atmosphere.
So
Gretchen Carlson, right, started that whole thing by suing them.
Yeah, so, you know, it's weird when they come out and say, hey, you shouldn't say this, you shouldn't say that. It's got to be confusing.
The, what else have we got going on here? There's, good news?
Yes.
Ooh. Trumpian era good news.
Okay.
You may have heard of Ryan Zinke.
Oh, sure. He's was he interior?
Department of Interior.
Dirtbag.
Rides a horse.
Oh yes.
Doesn't look cool.
His horse is named Tonto.
Because he's a big man.
His horse is named Tonto.
Is it?
After the Lone Ranger's fucking sidekick.
Yeah. The Interior Department, we know, has their internal inspector ethics people have been looking into Ryan Zinke.
Why? But why?
For the same kind of shit that they looked into the other guys for.
He's
bullshit,
not doing
using
a good
money,
job.
Shenaniganry, etc.
He's not doing his job? Are you kidding?
Well, now they have referred one of their investigations to the Department of Justice.
To the DOJ, baby. How does anybody have time to look into all of this shit? I mean, really.
Zinke has faced at least 18 formal investigations, many of them still ongoing.
18!
And calls for several more.
He's been in since January of 2017. Ryan Zinke has been in office, right? At his interior.
Maybe. I don't know how long it took him to get in and confirm and stuff. But
since that time, which is, what is that, a year and a half?
Sure.
18 investigations. How many months?
And calls for more.
So we're talking 18 months.
One a month. God, it's unclear which investigation that Justice has taken over.
They're 18. We don't know. That's too many to choose from.
The move signals that there may have been criminal violations.
Okay. Is this a big deal? Aren't they all criminal?
No, some of them are just shenaniganry.
Okay. Well,
you
got 18 to choose from. Boy, it could be any of them.
The news comes just 2 weeks after The Hill and other media outlets reported that a Trump political appointee at the Department of Housing and Urban Development, was Susan Tufts, was set to replace Mary Kendall.
Yes.
Oh, we did this story. As head of the Office of Inspector General. Remember, he was going to fire the Inspector General that was inspecting him.
Oh, okay.
And they were going to put in some Trump toady from Ben Carson's office.
Yes.
And the way they found out was that Ben Carson put out a department-wide email saying congratulations to Susan Tufts, who's going to go over.
Is Ben the guy that just fucks everything up? Does he just fuck everything up?
I guess when he does something.
God, Ben. You suck, dude. You fucked this up for Zinke, your little... God. Is this news?
She eventually resigned after this.
But is this still news? Does this matter?
It should. Will it? I'm not trying
to be a dick. I mean, really, I mean, there could be criminal charges against the Ryan Zinke. I don't know if it's a blip on the radar screen.
The Office of Inspector General at over there at Interior has three current open investigations into Zinke's conduct.
Three? Boy.
Executive director at Center for Western Priorities, a Colorado-based advocacy group, issued a statement saying Zinke, quote, has repeatedly leveraged his office for personal gain.
Damn.
Attracting unprecedented scrutiny from government investigations. I think they're still investigating that electric company owned by two people that got the gazillion dollar contract to rebuild the electric grid in Puerto Rico from his little shitting hometown in Montana.
Zinke's hometown.
Yes. Just a coincidence.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. You know, Akon wanted to light up Puerto Rico.
They got fired.
Yeah.
After that, because of that shenaniganry.
He's gone with
Akon's working on a lot of shit.
Yeah.
So did Elon Musk.
Right.
They wanted to get rid of... They're just putting up the same shit they had before. So they're going to have the same problems.
Why don't they let... Listen, if somebody like that... Musk, let Elon Musk help!
Elon Musk, you know, is a dick drizzle at times, but, you know, he's got some good ideas.
Yes.
And he was like, why are they moving backward? Why not let's make them the prototype of all these battery operated houses now where there's no electrical grid the people that make money off of electricity were like, whoa, what?
Right. Are you backing Akon as president for 2020? He's going to run.
It depends on who runs.
He says he's running.
At the center of Zinke's current ethical troubles is a development project in his hometown of Whitefish, Montana.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Politico reported in June, the project involves a foundation Zinke started and was president of before he resigned to take over Interior.
Right.
The deal is backed by Halliburton chairman.
Oh, God.
David Lazar. Zinke and his wife could stand to benefit financially if the deal goes through.
What are we supposed to do? I mean, really, at some point you throw up your hands and you're like, everybody here is garbage. Everybody goes. Everybody has to go.
He's also being looked into for his role in the Trump administration's rollback of the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument's boundary in Utah and the Interior Department's decision to block two tribes' application to open a casino in Connecticut.
How do you suck so bad, Zinke? How are you such a fucking asshole?
This month, the OIG, the Office of Inspector General, determined that he had violated government travel policies by bringing his wife along on taxpayer-funded trips and asking staff to explore making her a department volunteer.
Oh, God.
To legitimize her travel.
Well, what do you want? Big deal. They all do that.
What are we supposed
to do? Go after all of them? They all do that. This is crazy. They all do this travel shit.
They also found that the Interior Department spent $25,000 to send a security detail with Zinke and his wife when they vacationed in Turkey and Greece.
Well, but this is the Trump administration. This is modus operandi or what the fuck ever. This is what they all do. So what are we supposed to do?
Vote in
round them
7
all up?
Days. Vote in 7 days and
God.
Then the Democrats will have subpoena power and can start investigating the fuck out of all these assholes.
Okay, from here on out, what time is it? What's the day? It's 3:44. Today is
5:44 Central Time.
Okay, shit. Okay. And it's the 30th of October. I don't want to hear any more about Hillary. I don't give a fuck. I don't want to hear one more word about her fucking whitewater bullshit. I don't want to hear anything about Hillary and Bill. With their mass graves, whatever. I don't want to hear any more about Vince Foster. Shove that up your ass. Honestly, listen to this.
Yeah.
No more Hillary. No more. We're done.
Trump's America?
That you just did one.
Oh, but well, just wait. Trump's racist scumbag America, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck these Nazis and fuck these racists.
God, I don't know which story angers me more. Let's do this one. This is out of the sovereign state
of Texas. Is it Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, Florida, Alabama?
Greentown in Indiana.
Okay. Indiana. That's where Mike Pence is from with the don't serve gay people.
Our
pizza.
Old neighbor state.
These bastards. Okay.
Got a bunch of listeners in Indiana.
Well, thank you for listening.
We apologize for.
Please vote blue for Christ's sake.
In that state, yeah.
Yeah. Got a bunch of dingbats.
A 63-year-old Greentown woman.
Yes.
Was arrested.
Oh, God.
After police say she left a racist letter aimed at a black child.
Oh, a child.
On the door of her neighbor's recently purchased home.
Oh, God. You fuckhead.
Deborah, oh, she's white as fuck. Deborah Cantwell is her name. We spit her disgusting racist pig name.
Yeah. I mean, God, against children, that's the worst shit.
She was booked in Howard County Jail, charged with misdemeanor counts of intimidation and criminal mischief.
Yes.
But fortunately, the Greentown community is rallying around the family that was traumatized.
Good.
She put up 10% of her $8,000 bond, so she came up with $800. She's out.
Oh, good.
She was also hit with a protection order to stay away from the family, to not contact them.
Yeah.
Stating that stalking has occurred.
Oh, okay.
At 1:13 a.m. on October 13th, when the husband and father of the family contacted the sheriffs.
Yes.
He reported that his home had been toilet papered and a racist letter attached to the door.
Oh, that's nice.
The man whose family had yet to move into the home told the deputy he stopped by at midnight on his way home from work when he found the toilet paper and the letter. His wife and family had been at the house just a few hours earlier.
The 63-year-old woman toilet papered this fucking house? No. That can't be right.
Yeah, I think she tried to make it look like it was
kids
or something.
Jeez.
The note is referred to as racially offensive and threatening in nature, explains that the family has a black son.
Okay.
Here's some of the lowlights of this.
His family's going to have to explain to their kid why this woman hates him or something, why she would do this. That is heartbreaking. You have to explain this to a child.
This is printed out.
Ugh.
No N-words.
Nice.
She doesn't say N-words.
God.
In all caps, by the way. Wanted in this neighborhood, all caps. This is a white neighborhood. Some people find N-words stressful due to 33 years of negative experience, and it causes serious health issues. Anxiety and stress causes my health issues to worsen. I am under strict order to remain stress-free. Cannot be stress-free if I have to look at the N-word kid day in and day out.
Oh, God. I'm going to slide into Dexter's DM and send this, you know.
We don't advocate violence. We moved.
And Dexter's fictional, so.
We moved here hyperbole. To Caps Lock.
Oh, God.
So everything from now on is all caps. We moved here to Caps Lock, a white town.
Oh, fuck
you. All white neighborhood for health reasons, among other things. This is our forever home. We cannot afford to move. Besides, this is my dream home, and we've been here for a very long time. Perhaps you should have considered the neighbors before bringing a N-word kid into this neighborhood.
You're mentally ill, and I feel bad for neighbors having to live around you, you nutball.
Your N-word kid is not welcome. Just the sight of the child reminds me of all the things I live in this town to forget.
Oh, my God.
Takes me back to the N-words that beat my sibling, bloody and bruised, and police saying they couldn't do anything because they're black. That was just the beginning, and it continued until we moved here, until 3 years ago when black kids bullied my grandchild.
God, listen, you piece of shit. That's surely a hate crime, right?
These kids had a rap sheet a mile long for bullying kids. The parents had lawsuits against them for bullying. The black principal would do nothing. Principal spelled wrong. Would do nothing. The bus company did nothing. The police, they said they could do nothing because they were black. The kid finally had enough and decided to cut wrists. I look at your kid. I see the grandkid with white bandages on the wrists, and the rage skyrockets.
Oh, my God.
Your kid may be a nice kid, but the sight sets off my anger, rage, and disgust of how N-words never pay for their crimes, but a white kid would. I cannot deal with the stress.
God damn. That's nuts. That's bananas. Jesus. You can't deal with the stress. What do you think it's like living around you?
On October 15th, the father informed law enforcement he suspected the old white bitch that lives nearby.
Yes.
He was previously told by the home seller that Cantwell was opposed to the family moving in because of their black son.
Everybody hates this lady, right?
Yes.
That's got to be the thing. They all hate this woman.
Investigators first believed the letter was written by juveniles, but later they obtained text messages sent by Cantwell to another person. Listen to this. She sent a text to somebody else to explain
them?
About the letters she did. I'm stressed now that we're going to get black neighbors. I'm hoping that more people look at the house and an all-white family are the ultimate buyers. I'm afraid of the stress black neighbors could put me in the hospital.
Well, oh God! I hope
there's a black wave on that.
Yeah.
On that block. If I were a billionaire right now, I would be buying up every property,
right,
and moving needy black families in, and let's TikTok, bitch. Your grabber.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, we don't advocate any violence.
No. My blood pressure is elevated just thinking about the possibility. She says,
"Good." Smoke up.
She admitted to writing the letter out of anger and toilet papering the yard.
You're 63.
Again, she's justifying her actions to the police by saying, look what these N-words have done to me and my family.
You're an idiot. You're a fucking idiot, and I hope you go to jail.
Blacks get away with it every time, she says. It was just rage. I was trying to vent.
I love that. People will try to explain away their shitty behavior by saying I was upset.
Oh, and white privilege.
You're an adult.
Her little fifis are paramount. The hell with the little black kid moving
yes.
in and how he may feel.
Right. Well, I'll tell you how he feels. Probably upset. I can't imagine.
She told the investigators, I was just trying to let them know that they weren't really welcome. As far as us, I just needed to let off some steam. And it was I'm not a violent person, so I didn't think it was a very big deal.
You are violent. That is violent. Harassing people is violent. This person is violent. You are a piece of shit.
Asked if she was sorry for what she's done. She declined to apologize.
Right.
But claims she intends to seek counseling.
Who cares?
Yes and no. I'm sorry that it caused so much ruckus. Not sorry. She's sorry for it got popularized.
She's sorry she got caught or whatever.
But I do feel like I released some anger writing that letter.
Fuck you.
Good for you. I'm glad you feel better, Granny.
Who cares if you're sorry? And who cares if your 63-year-old ass goes and gets counseling? Who gives a fuck? You've been a racist bastard your whole fucking life. So who cares if you get better? Who gives a fuck? Fuck yourself.
A GoFundMe page has been started for the family, raising money to fight hate crimes. They will reportedly use it for legal fees. They're going to put up a fence and a security system with the money that they make.
I mean, would you feel safe? You haven't even moved in yet. And some lunatic puts a letter on your door, and then you find out she's getting all the other neighbors involved. I mean, it sounds like most of the neighbors don't want anything to do with this loon, which is nice.
They've thus far raised $4,700 of their $7,000 goal. So,
God,
there you go.
What do you do with a person like that? Because, like, I don't know. There's no... Somebody 63 years old is not going to have a come to Jesus moment.
Right.
I'm sorry.
She's unrepentant.
Don't fuck yourself.
Well, I was angry. Oh, okay. Oh, that makes it okay.
Does this person ever watch movies like Mississippi Burning and think, I'm the bad guy in this. I'm like one of the bad people in here.
No.
Jesus Christ.
No.
Oh, God. Go vote for MAGA. Shove your MAGA hat up your fucking asshole. Go fuck yourself.
And again, would she feel
no.
emboldened to toilet paper? So this is a 63-year-old woman is toilet God. Papering somebody's house and leaving a hate note for a kid. Hopefully. Apparently, I think they're a Caucasian couple that has a black child. And she's angry about the black kid. Is going to set her blood pressure going.
Oh, good. Good!
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Back tomorrow! Same bat time, same bat channel. Then we're on iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify. Yay. And always at crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy. His Instagram is RatedRComedy. Go to his website to find out his schedule, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody.
Yeah.
Back tomorrow. Don't toilet paper anybody's houses.
Fuck that lady.
Stop being fucking racist.
Don't fuck
good
yourself.
Fucking Christ.
Shove it up.
You've
your
just
ass.
Raped Bill Cosby. You
Thank
said you,
you
wouldn't do it,
diving.
You just did it.
Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.